Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have two guests today from Cape Fear Community College. David Harden is here. He's an information officer for the college. He brought with him Frank Carter, chair of the Department of Humanities and Fine Arts. So first of all, welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, what we're going to be talking about especially today is something very unusual and unlikely. You have a new art gallery opening at the college on Friday afternoon. There's a ribbon cutting, and it's located in a place people might not be looking for an art gallery. So let's talk about that, the Hanover Art Gallery. Where is it going to be?
Well, it's going to be in our brand new Hanover parking deck, which is on the first floor, and it's located on the at the corner. Actually, it takes up the entire block of the corner of 3rd Street and Hanover Street. So people that have been driving by the art gallery, probably not even realizing that they were driving by there. But it's on the Hanover side of that parking deck, and it opens at 3 o'clock on Friday. And we're going to be having a lot of art on display, as well as a traditional ribbon cutting, some live music. It's going to be a great event. It's free, and it's open to the public, and we hope everyone can come.
Let's talk about the gallery, how much space it has and what it looks like, if it's all open or has walls.
It's an unusual location for an art gallery, but I'll tell you, when you go in there, you would have no idea that you're in a parking deck. It's a fantastic space, and it's designed as an art gallery. That's about 2,500 square feet of space.
Wow.
It's a long space, but it's got great lighting in there and lots of space for all kinds of artwork.
Good. And it's all just painted white and open and available for people to be, for artworks to be hung on the wall.
Yes.
And room for a sculpture for three-dimensional work as well?
Sure.
Wow. There's also, I understand, a storage area and a kitchenette.
Right. So, yeah, right now we're going to be opened. Our first show is going to be for students, and we're always going to have student work, on display there. But in the future, we hope to be able to open it up to artists from the community so they can go in and have their own art exhibits and receptions in there,
mm-hmm.
much like we rent out our other facilities when the college doesn't use them to the public as well. So that's the
great
plan.
Now, this show that opens Friday at 3 o'clock and the ribbon cutting for the gallery itself, you said it's all student artwork. Talk about the show a little bit. What kinds of mediums are represented? It's a juried art show. Who's done the selections?
Sure. I'll let Frank handle that. He's the expert.
All right, Frank.
Well, in the past, we've never had really a place to show student art. It's been all over our campus, from the elevator tower to parking lots, and we've rented space downtown for shows and that sort of thing. We do an annual spring show. It shows the very best of all of our students. They get together. They actually have a competition. It's a juried show. And those are sometimes the anticlimactical part of this, is that the work is great, but it gets hung in the places where you just don't expect to, where people can't see it. But this mm-hmm. time we're very lucky. We have the student show hanging in the parking deck, the Hanover Gallery. And one of the great things about that is it's visible from the street. So if you, the whole thing day and night can be seen from the street, even if you can't walk in and enjoy it.
Oh, there's nice.
Yeah,
that's
and it's
good.
Three-dimensional art, two-dimensional art. Well, basically the Humanities and Fine Arts Department has 9 different disciplines: music, art, drama, religion, philosophy, all the foreign languages, communication, and film. So the art represented will be from ceramics, it will be from sculpture, painting, drawing, jewelry, and metals. And all of these media are available to just walk in and see. Even after the show, we are hoping to have the show up for about 30 to 40 days after after the show. So it'll be a great chance for people to see what kind of art comes out of the department.
So it sounds like one wall of the gallery, or at least part of the wall, is windows so people can look in as they're
exactly.
going by.
Yeah.
Nice. You've got some natural light in there as well as the
And it's
the
north-facing
lighting.
Light, so we don't get any of the kind of shadowing and stuff that's prevalent with east or west-facing. So, yeah, that's a very big plus. And the design of the gallery, it's also designed to look from the gallery across to the new building that's going to come up, the new Humanities and Fine Arts building. But the design of the gallery is such that we normally put 70 to 80 pieces in a show, and sometimes that crowds out some of the areas, but this is going to be perfect for about 70 to 80 pieces that we're going to have on display.
That sounds really rich, really wonderful, stimulating size of an exhibit with lots of variety. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Frank Carter, the chair of the Department Department of Humanities and Fine Arts at Cape Fear Community College. Also, David Harden, the Cape Fear Community College Information Officer, that always keeps me up to date on what's going on at the college. So let's talk a little bit now briefly about the Humanities and Fine Arts Department itself, which you've partly mentioned, Frank, but also the new building, which is going up across the street from the parking deck.
Well, it's been planned for a number of years. Dr. McKeithen showed me the plan, the idea of how we were going to develop the humanities and fine arts shortly after I became chair of the department back in 2001. And what we have always been interested in is having our own location, because right now we're fairly spread out among two campuses, and this is going to give us a chance to put things together. And the theater part of that, it'll be a beautiful theater. We will have professional quality accoutrements in the theater. We will have a costume shop, a scene shop. We're going to have makeup areas and everything in that part of it, the theatrical part of it, plus a studio theater will be included as well. Everything is going to be up to the absolute best standards there. And the music program will flourish in that area as well as our other courses. We run right now about 300 sections of humanities and fine arts courses each semester, including 40 art classes, about 55 to 60 music, and 15 or so theater
I had no
classes.
Idea.
It's a very large department. We have 31 full-time faculty. We have 24 or so adjunct faculty, and we try to cram all that into a very small group of spaces around the campus. But we're making it so far, but it's going to be the answer to a lot of prayers when that's finished.
Is there any sense of when that building will open? Just a ballpark?
Ballpark right now, I mean, this is fairly recent news.
Yes.
Just last Thursday, the trustees approved redesign for that building because they did run into some budget problems when the building was ready to be built. So they had to go back with the designer and make some adjustments. And they did come to a proposal that fulfills the mission of the building and also meets the budget, which makes everyone happy. So we're looking at a few months for the State Office of Construction to do the final review. So we could be looking at breaking ground, within 3 months or so. Then you'll have another 18 months of construction. So, but it's an exciting time, and, we'll certainly be filling you in as progress continues.
And I'd like to point out there are 40 classrooms in this building also.
Wow.
It's not just a theater,
right.
And it's not just a concert hall. This is a teaching facility with four major art areas for ceramics and painting, drawing, all of this in one of the floors. We have a courtyard there where people can come in and watch our faculty work with students on their projects. And we have a lot of plans for this place.
I think one of the things that's particularly wonderful about that is you'll create a sense of community with all the artists because they won't be spread out over two campuses. All those classrooms and professors will be near each other.
Yeah.
And you get, sometimes in a college or a university, there's so many students that you feel kind of lost. But if you have a department that you're part of, that's your sense of family, your sense of community within the community. And a new building will really foster that sense of belonging and that sense of working together.
And I might point out that every student at Cape Fear Community College who's in a degree program must take at least one humanities and fine arts course. So actually, each semester we serve between 4,000 and 5,000 students taking courses in HFA.
Mm.
So it's been really, we're very busy. And this building will be just an absolute answer to every prayer.
I'm so glad. That sounds great. Let's not forget that there is a ribbon cutting Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Hanover Art Gallery, a brand new art gallery opening Friday. It is at the parking deck at the corner of Hanover
and Hanover.
Okay.
And there'll be plenty of parking there for that event.
Absolutely. You can park in the new parking deck.
Well, actually, no, you can't park in the deck. Well, they're going to get the ribbon, but there'll be plenty of other parking.
Okay, plenty of other parking.
Other parking, yes.
Okay, so the parking deck is not officially open.
Well, we'll have to wait until they cut the ribbon. And
I see. You can't drive through the
right.
ribbon. That would be very rude.
Exactly. They wouldn't appreciate that
so
much.
Okay, all right. So that's happening 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. All of us are invited. You can see the new gallery, see all the beautiful student artwork and many different media, and just celebrate all the growth of Cape Fear Community College.
Sure thing. We're looking forward to it.
Good. If you'd like more information, you can contact the Cape Fear Community College Public Information Office, 362-7020, or simply go to cfcc.edu, the website for the college. Thank you, guys.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Now, yeah, before you go, I have to ask you one more thing. Now, David's aware of this, Frank. I don't know if you are, that we supposedly wrapped up our pledge drive last night at 7 o'clock, but we fell short of our goal of $180,000. So while you're on the air, I'm going to hit you guys up for a pledge.
So you're going to put us right on the spot.
Absolutely.
Here on live radio.
You might check your books because they just drafted out of my account.
Oh, excellent.
I have no idea how much I get.
Frank, thank you so much. Well, David, we're going to come after him.
I'm going to hop at lunch. I've got lunch coming up, so I'm going to hop on the internet and go ahead and make my pledge.
All right.
They're right online,
which
is convenient at whqr.org.
That's it. Thank you.
Very good, David. Thank you.
Thanks so much for both of you coming today. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
All right. This is WHQR.